Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Miss Noriega's mom was born in Jamaica. When she got older, she moved to the U.S. Miss Noriega was born in the U.S. Jamaica is an island country with a warm climate. The capital city is Kingston. We interviewed Miss Noriega because we want to learn about her culture. She told us about what her mom shared with her.
My mom was born in Jamaica, and she taught me all about life in Jamaica and the culture of Jamaica. And I think what I hold on to most is our values, social values, the way that we live amongst each other and how we respect each other and how we have pride for ourselves. And also our heroes, the people that came before us and made big changes for our people, I hold that to my heart the most. It helps me to be a good person.
Miss Noriega said her country is really, really small, but her people have a big impact on the world with their music, food, and love.
Our country is really, really small. We say we're little, but we're talawa. So we're small, but we're big and strong. So our country's like this big compared to other countries that are this big. And it is, our country is very inspiring. We've inspired a lot of the world with our music. So reggae music is very popular music in Jamaica that's spread all over the world. They have reggae music in India, Japan. Reggae music is here in the U.S. It's everywhere.
In addition to talking about her country and culture, she also talks about the food they have for celebrations. Something sounds really tasty.
On holidays, we eat the rice and peas, like I told you about. We have a special drink called sorrel. It comes from the hibiscus plant, and they make it into a juice, and it's red. It represents like Christmas, and it's a little sour. It could be just a little bit sour, but it's really, really popular. And we also eat our national dish. It's called aki and saltfish. So it's like a fruit that grows on a tree. It's really interesting because if you make it the wrong way, it could be poisonous. So you have to be careful how you open up the aki plant and how you cook it, because it could poison you. But it's a beautiful plant. It's yellow. It looks kind of like eggs. It has a unique taste to it. It's super delicious, and we eat it with a salt fish.
Also, Miss Noriega shared about her holidays that are important to her. She likes sharing her culture at John Muir Elementary, too.
I celebrate my culture with my family. We take trips to our country during celebration times. Like, we'll be going to our country for New Year's. New Year's is very popular in my country. Everybody comes together in the city to watch fireworks and dance. And I celebrate my culture with my friends. I also celebrate my culture here at John Muir by putting on events like we did last night. We had Kwanzaa night, and everybody from the John Muir community came out to learn about Kwanzaa, to eat together, and to celebrate Kwanzaa together.
Another thing Miss Noriega said is culture means a lot to her. She helps kids at John Muir Elementary to learn about their own culture.
Culture means everything to me. Culture means, represents my identity and who I am. Culture is the way that I live. Culture is the way that I interact with others and my children. You know, culture is very important to me in sharing culture with the John Muir community especially. I love to teach children whose culture has been stolen from them their culture, like the African culture and the African diaspora culture. I feel like if you don't have culture, you don't know how to live in the right way.
We interviewed Miss Noriega to learn about her culture and identity. During the holidays, she goes to Jamaica and reunites with her family and partners. Culture is everything to her. She believes everybody's culture is beautiful in their own way.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds, Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.